Leave each other.
Listen, okay, so when Jackie leaves, we are going to put whoever we want on to replace her, okay?
Yeah, we got a new best friend. We got the assistant captain of the Woodstock Navy Vets, Drew Woods, in the house. Drew, how you doing, my man?
Good. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm loving that stash, by the way. You doing that for Movember?
Yeah, actually, our whole team's getting involved with it this year.
That is amazing. And not the most famous Woods that has been here on Heart FM, okay?
Yeah, I didn't. He tells us now, like, this should have been your opener, but his mom is Lisa Woods, who works with the Woodstock Fire Department, does amazing work in the community, on the station all the time.
Yeah, she's a fantastic cook as well.
Whoa, well, all right, I'll take your word for that. Yeah. I haven't been invited over for supper yet.
Not yet, anyways. But the Woodstock Navy Vets doing quite well the season so far, Drew. What are your predictions?
This is the year, I would say. This is the year that things change for the Vets, for sure.
All right, we're going to hold you to this. We're recording this, all right? But I'm with you, man. The team looks good. You got that big ice surface. You know, when you stack yourself up against the other teams here, Drew, how do you feel? Like, you know, there's been years where, you know, you're going into certain barns, you're probably not coming up with a win. Do you feel that going up against anyone right now?
No, I think our whole team believes that we're much better than everybody else in our league, and every night we have a chance to win. So I think, again, this year it's different for us.
Now, you know, we just got some news too. The Leafs just added Kyle Clifford from Air. He's a gritty, veteran-type player. I feel like that's what the Navy Vets need, Cody.
No, I think you have a better idea who the Navy Vets need.
Yeah, I think, like, Drew, I'm making my case right now. Like, would you guys have any interest in having me join the team? Keep in mind, I play Beer League Hockey, Fathers Without Hockey League, every Friday night, 5 goals in 5 games.
Well, I'd say the stats don't lie on that one.
Yeah. The gray hair, it doesn't lie either, okay?
I feel like if you put me on the ice, Tavistock will waive their complaint. They'll be like, you know what? I believe that old man is 20. Let him play.
We're pulling the goalie. Yeah. We want to try and get this guy a couple of goals. But you want to explain where you and Drew met?
Yeah. Well, Drew works at the pool supply company, right?
Yeah.
So that's where we met, right, Cody?
That's right. And it's amazing how busy the pool supply company will be during the winter as well. And if you've been listening to the show, you obviously know by now that means that's Chris's code word for the LCBO where he tries to ditch out of work every Friday afternoon.
Well, and Drew, like, so tell them what happened. You saw me wearing my Heart FM gear, and what did you say?
I said we listen to Heart FM all the time because you do the promotions for the Vets.
No, that's the first thing he said. Oh, I love Heart FM. And I looked at him like, do you really?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're like this 19-year-old dude. Like,
hey, we'll take it, okay? Listen, the Vets are going to be playing at home, the Woodstock District Community Complex. We are going to have best seats in the house to give away later on this week. They're taking on New Hamburg, and you guys are going to be able to beat them, right?
It's all absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We are 1-1 against them this year. We have 2 overtime games with them. So our games stay pretty competitive, but I think our team's taken a large step forward since last time we played them.
I don't know, you just gave them some bulletin-board material, though. You better be ready to come play there, Drew. But I got to ask you, you got the fans in the stands. You know, everyone had the entire year off last year. Was it, like, emotional those first couple nights seeing that barn? Is not right full, but, you know, you're getting 500 fans out there. And what's it like to play in front of that and to have that experience again?
Well, it's the absolute best feeling in the world, for sure. Just getting onto the ice and seeing everybody out there here to support our team is just a fantastic feeling all around, and it gets us pretty excited to get going.
In studio right now, assistant captain of the Woodstock Navy Vets, Drew Woods. And is there a number that's available right now? So we're just going to give it to Chris. He'll be there on Friday night.
5 goals in 5 games. I'm not trying to, like, put you down here, Drew, but that's more goals than you got this
year. I completely agree that the stats don't lie.
Yeah. Now, the defense in my beer league hockey might not be quite as advanced as what the systems you're going up against.
Yeah, fair enough. But like you said, 5 in 5 games, that's pretty hot stick.
Yeah, it's like a Ovechkin-style pace right now. You know?
That's right. Well, Drew, thank you for taking the time to come to talk to us. Good luck to you this weekend and for the rest of the season as well. We'll be watching.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, go watch the Navy Vets. Go watch them in person. Cheer them on. The kids, I love it when they give them the high fives. They come on the ice. That's my favorite part. So, yeah, go check them out.
Chuck-a-puck was my favorite part, too.
Yeah, Chuck-a-puck's awesome.